Good to be here.
Oh, yeah.
I trust you'll pray real hard.
Yep.
I don't know when I've been as nervous as I am tonight.
God help us.
And I realize if there's any preaching done, the Lord's got to do it.
That's right.
We can say a lot of words, but it's just empty.
Yep.
Nothing in it. It won't help much. But it takes the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Real young in my ministry, I underline the word where Jesus told the disciples.
Yeah.
He said, "For without me, you can do nothing."
Yes.
That word "nothing" still stands today.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
If he's not in it, it's just all in vain.
Right.
But you pray, Lord, get a hold of us. I hate to try to preach when the Lord's not in it.
Right, brother.
Tough.
Yes.
And I've been there a few times.
Me too.
And I don't like it. So you pray, Lord, help us tonight. I want to please him.
Yes. Right.
You know, when I go to a lot of different churches, and I certainly am not going to go and cause no problems to nobody. Pastor's got enough without me adding to it, and I'm not going to compromise.
Right.
But I want to go and try to help people.
Sure.
And because we're passing through down here one time.
Yep.
And we want to, what we do, I want to do it for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And I'll never forget what my old pastor up in Ohio used to tell us a long time ago. He said, "When I get up to preach," he said, "I've only got one friend," and said, "not one of you sitting here."
That's right.
And he said, "If I can please him," he said, "you'll have to be pleased."
That's right.
So that's kind of the way I feel about it. I want to please him tonight.
Hey.
And if he puts his approval on it, that's all that matters.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't please everybody if you wanted to.
That's right.
And so you pray, Lord, help us tonight.
Yes.
So we try to get along this week and last week and pray and ask the Lord to help us. And he laid this scripture on my heart, and I'm just going to give it to you as he gave it to me.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah chapter 42, Isaiah chapter 42, I'm just going to read one verse. This is the words of Isaiah. He's talking about Christ here. He said, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law."
Yes.
I want to preach tonight on the first part of that verse.
Right.
He said, "He shall not fail."
Right.
"Nor be discouraged."
Hey.
Now, I've failed in a lot.
Right, preacher.
And I've been discouraged. If you've been on the road any length of time, you have too.
Yes.
But Isaiah, now gotta remember, Isaiah, when he spoke about the Lord, he said he was wounded. See, he wrote that in past tense.
Oh, yes.
He said he was wounded.
Right.
As far as I know, he's the only writer in the Old Testament that ever wrote like that.
Yes, sir.
He said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes, and with his stripes, he said, we're healed.
Yes, sir.
He talked of that as though it had already took place, and he wasn't wrong on these things. Then he wrote here, said, "He shall not fail, neither be discouraged." And I got looking at that, and I will preach on some things, but places that I'm glad he didn't fail at. Now, he never did fail at nothing. And never did get discouraged. Think about that. Now, I know he went through a lot, but now here's what Isaiah said.
Yes.
Said he shall not fail.
Right.
He didn't say he might or he could, but he said he shall not fail, neither be discouraged.
Yes.
I thought about some circumstances when he was here that it looked real gloomy to people.
Yes.
And to far as mankind was concerned, they'd reached their wits' end. But when the Lord showed up, I thought about there in the land of Gadara.
Yeah.
Now notice Isaiah spoke this 750 years before this ever happened.
Yeah.
And then when Christ come along, he told the disciples, he said, let us go to the other side.
Yeah.
And let me say this, I thought about that a lot when he said, let us go to the other side. Now, he did not say that we would not have some problem. He did not say there'd be some trouble along the way. But you notice what he said. He said, let us go to the other side. In other words, we're going to get there. We're going to get there one way or another. And listen, he knew the storm was going to come. He knew these things are going to happen. But you got to remember, he said, our destination is at the other side. And as far as I know, he did not tell the disciples why he was going to the other side. He just said, let us go to the other side. My friend, I learned a long time ago, just when the Lord says do something, just go ahead and do it. Brother, it'll be all right if the Lord is in it. And he said, let us go to the other side. And on the other side, when they got there, and the Bible said, I met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. A brother had the devils in him. And remember what Isaiah said, he shall not fail, neither be discouraged. Although, brother, they caught this man and they bound him many times. They couldn't do nothing with him. But the Lord, he never failed. I say hallelujah. But God, like we've got today, he never failed. Hallelujah. Neither be discouraged. They often bound him with fetters and chains. Plucked him asunder. I've looked at this a lot down through the years. Listen, these chains and that they would bound him with, these fetters, with that, feet people, the things they put around their feet, and they bound this man. He just plucked them asunder and went on his way. You know what, my friend? Now listen, they couldn't do nothing with him. Man can't do nothing with man. It takes the Holy Ghost of God. But the chains, folks, they tried that. And it didn't work.
Right.
Oh, listen. I've seen them ordained folks.
Go ahead, brother.
I've seen them try, my friend, make get them to do better.
Yeah.
When I was a pastor of the church, and I won't say which one. At least they were a deacon in that church. I was there for a long time, and he showed up three times.
Uh-oh.
I said, why in the world did you ordain that man? Answer was, we thought it would make him want to go to church more. Why in the world would you put a man in like that? But there's something wrong somewhere. I'm here to tell you, man cannot help man. It takes a God to do that. They couldn't help this man. Oftentimes, brother, they would get him and bind him. No doubt they say, we've got him this time. But brother, he just plucked him asunder. Went right on his way, right back to the old place, same old place where he came from, in the tombs. It looked real gloomy for this man. But boy, if you read down there, what is it, Mark chapter 5, down there about verse 6, things begin to happen. Amen. It looked bad. Oftentimes he'd been bound with fetters and chains. Oftentimes they went and tried to get him and tried to help him, but they couldn't. But in verse 6 about that, and when he saw Jesus, they said he never failed. Thank God. Never got discouraged. Hallelujah. He knew he was there. He went to help this man. Thank God he changed him. What our world needs today is not church membership. It's not water baptism. It's not sign a new card. It's get born again by the Spirit of God. They'll get the job done. Amen. Bible says, if any man be in Christ, not a Baptist church. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I mean, you're a brand new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He said, times past, we are not a people, but now we're the people of God. Hallelujah. He never failed. Neither get discouraged. He did not fail at Kedaria. They done everything they could to help him. Man done everything he could. They could not help this man. It only took one visit from the Lord. Let that sink in. It only took one visit. Amen. I'll never forget. A lot of you know him. Old Brother Woody Hurst. Running in him Sunday over at Crossfall. Oh, Woody told me, he said, somebody asked him, said, how many times? He said, can you be get saved? Woody looked at him and said, how many times did your mother birth you?
Right.
That sound like Woody.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, listen, only one time. Get born again by the Spirit of God. I'm not saying you'll be perfect, but brother, you'll have a desire, my friend, to be better. You'll have a desire. I've often said I got saved on a Sunday night. At a prayer meeting, I come, something on the inside. Get out of the church house. Thank God they're singing. They're going to preach. Thank God. I've had the Lord never fail. Hallelujah. He did not fail at Gadara. Oh, this man. Because of Christ cast the devils out of him. Next, and I believe it's Luke, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all recorded this.
Yeah, brother.
I mean, Luke said he wore no clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine living in the cemetery?
Oh, brother.
Naked. No doubt he looked pitiful.
Sure.
But the Lord didn't care about that. They have a soul there. Behind all that field, there's a soul there. That Christ was interested in. He went through a storm to get to where that man was at. Hallelujah to God. Isaiah said he shall not fail, neither will he be discouraged. Hallelujah to God. Well, he did not fail at Gadara. Everybody else had failed.
Yeah, brother. Everybody.
Everybody failed. Oh, he cast that devil out. My friend, next thing you know, Lord told him, said, go home to your friends.
Yeah, brother.
Tell them what great things the Lord has done for you.
Yeah.
Oh, David said he put a song in my mouth.
Yeah.
He even praised you, our God.
Hey.
Hey, God, let me say this, folks. I know there's a lot of people, I've seen them down through the years. There's a man I pastored in Dayton, Ohio. I never heard him say a word in church. Never did. But one thing about it, he was faithful. Listen, he was faithful to the Lord. He could talk to us one-on-one. Before getting up for a crowd, he never did. But boys, he was faithful to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad, brother. God knew his heart. God knew what kind of person he was. Thank God. God just accepted him like that. Hallelujah to God. Everybody not preachers, everybody not singers. Amen. He shall not fail. He said he shall not.
Amen.
I'm glad for that. Oh, he didn't try to help that man. I heard folks say, Lord, trying to save folks. He ain't trying to save nobody.
Right.
He'll either save you or he won't save you. Now, he didn't try to help this man. He helped him. I mean, the evidence was there. Amen. He, not only did he put him in his right mind.
Yep.
Hey, folks, I'm just preaching what God gave me.
God, that's good.
Hey, folks, think, you mean you got to get down the floor and wallow around? That's not it.
No,
old time salvation make you sit up and take notice.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. You want to hear what's going on? Thank God, this man, but he got exactly what he needed. And brother, the Lord said, go home, tell your friends about it. What the Lord has done for you. Thank God Christ didn't fail that man. Well, I believe he went home and said, he sought me out. Thank God he brought me out. He sought me, then he brought me. Thank God not only that, but he bought me. Hallelujah. We're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. Glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Well, I feel like preaching. I was ready tonight. Amen. I realize God ain't anywhere a mess. Amen. He did not fail there at Gadara. Did I find he did not fail in Canaan of Galilee?
Right, brother. Yes, sir.
Bible said Jesus, he got invited to the wedding. You all know the story. He got an invitation. Oh, you know, I don't know, brother, all about it, but he accepted that invitation. And he knew what was going to happen. That didn't take him by surprise when they come to him and said, we've run out of wine.
Yeah, brother.
Run out of wine. Oh, his mother said to him, said, whatever he says, do it.
Yes.
You just do that. Oh, listen, the Bible said there are six water pots. Six of them. That number six is man's number. They's having a problem that day. I mean, brother, listen, it's man's number. And I like this. I got a hold of this years ago, and it's blessed my heart. And the Bible said they filled them, not halfway.
Amen.
They filled them to the brim.
Yes.
I've always said God will bless what we let him bless. Amen. They just filled them up. God had just as much they put in there. And he didn't have no problem of turning it to wine. They just put 2 inches of water in there. That'd been all they had got. He told them to fill it. Thank God when they did, he did not fail. Thank God the best came last. Hallelujah. They're God-like we got.
Hey,
amen. He shall not fail.
Right.
Neither be discouraged.
I like it.
I saw that the other day. Bless my soul.
Yeah, brother.
Amen. I've been discouraged a lot of times. You said, preacher, I never have. Hang around a while.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Preached 50-something years.
Yeah. I sure did. Yeah, brother.
Amen. I'm like some preacher said the other day. I've quit. I'll be with my brother up in Indiana. He said, I quit about every Sunday night. Yeah, he said, I quit about every Sunday night, but when Wednesday night comes, back to the house of God he goes.
Oh, yes.
Amen. But he said, he shall not fail.
That's true.
Well, I've got a whole 750 years before you ever come.
Right, brother.
That'd been 7 days and a half. We'd have forgot about it.
Right. Yep. Yep.
750 years come, and here he comes.
Yeah.
He did not fail at Gadara, and he did not fail at Galilee. I mean, he turned the water to wine.
Right.
They would have problems. They ran out of wine. That's real embarrassing to the bride and the broom. And to the family, how embarrassing that it was. We've not got enough wine for the people.
Right.
We've run out of it. Jesus just said, just fill them up.
Right.
Fill them up. When they did, he turned water to wine. Somebody said, it's all right, drink wine. I said, if it is, ain't nothing but water.
Right, preacher.
That's all that.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's good.
I'm feeling good, preacher.
Yeah, tonight. I like it.
Amen.
Praise God.
He shall not fail. Neither be discouraged.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I mean, we got a Savior tonight that's never failed.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He ain't never failed us. Oh, hallelujah. He shows up every time, right on time. Amen. I said over tonight, boy, I was ready tonight for some reason. Real tired in body for one thing. I kind of dreaded it. But, oh, I prayed. I said, God, you got to help me tonight. You got to help me? This is another time. I'll be mighty. The words of old Joshua, whenever he took charge, began to lead the people of God. Old Joshua said, Lord, we haven't passed this way before. We haven't been down this road before. Oh, we need your help, Lord. We need your guidance. Remember, church, every time we get together, we haven't been in that service before. So we need the Lord to show up every time. Hallelujah to God. Amen. He didn't feel at Gadara. He didn't feel at Galilee. He didn't feel in the Garden of Gethsemane either.
That's right. My God, preacher.
Now, I don't know about this. Now, I wonder if I studied this. I believe that probably the Lord's time in his life.
Yeah, brother.
You got to remember, he's facing the cross.
Right.
He said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
After a while, the Bible said, he who for the joy that was set before him, I mean, Apostle James said that, he for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank God, you know the reason why? The joy, that wasn't the joy of the cross. It wasn't the suffering. You know what the joy was? He looked right down through the telescopes of time. He saw amazing grace. He saw us sitting here tonight.
Yes.
He saw other churches. Thank God, gathered together. That was the joy. Thank God to sing about him and to preach about him. Thank God, lives right. He didn't fail there either. He's of this cause. Came out of the world into this end. Was I born? I came to do the Father's will, and I'm going to do it. Glory to God.
God.
He never failed. Nor be discouraged.
Yeah. Yes, preacher. Good.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. He said, thy will be done. Where would we be tonight had he give up? He came for this purpose.
Oh,
now listen, church. I believe in healing.
Me too.
I do. I believe that what James said. Any of you among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, pray our faith to save the sick. If they sin, their sins shall be forgiven them.
Yeah,
I believe that.
I
believe he healed some crippled folks.
Yeah,
I believe he done a lot of miracles while he was here. That was not the reason why he came.
Right. That's right. Amen. Yes, sir.
His main reason was to die.
Yeah.
When the fullness of the time was come, God sent him.
Yes.
When the time would come, he left out.
Yes, sir.
And when the time for him come back, he's a coming.
Amen.
I've heard folks say, pray the Lord delay his coming. Pray all you want to.
Right.
You're wasting your time.
Right.
Because the Bible said he hath appointed a day.
Wherein
he'll judge the world.
Yes, sir.
That day set, that day's appointed, and he ain't going to change his mind about it. Thank God we just haven't reached it yet, but someday we will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
He didn't fail there.
Yes. No, sir.
Amen. Oh, he didn't fail. I got to think about some places he didn't fail. He didn't fail nowhere. I realized that.
Yeah, right.
He didn't fail there, I guess, in me.
Right.
Another thing he didn't fail is the grave. The brother touched on that. I thought he was going to get my message. There in John chapter 11, you know what he's already talking about. Now, Mary and Martha had done give up.
Yeah, brother.
They had followed, no doubt they had followed their brother out to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And when they sent for him, he hadn't got there yet all the way. And they sent for him. And the Bible said that Mary got up with haste and went out of the house. And you know what they said? Said she's gone to weep.
Right.
Gone to visit the grave,
that's
in other
right.
words. But that wasn't it. She went out to meet the Lord.
Yeah, brother.
I'm going to run this by you, and you think on it this way. Now, Mary and Martha said identically the same words.
That's right, preacher.
But I believe they had a different meaning.
Oh, yes. Me too.
said, Lord, if you'd have been here. Now, Martha, you know, she's the one that said, Lord, said, bid my sister come help me.
Right.
Don't you care?
Right.
She said, it's your feet.
Yep.
She's the one, she first said, Lord, if you'd been here now, he wouldn't have died. I believe that's kind of accusation.
Right, me too.
I believe that.
Yep.
But her sister said identically the same words.
Right.
She said it in a word of praise.
You'd have been here.
If you'd been here, it wouldn't happen. I said if he'd been here, he wouldn't even got sick probably.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. All things. And I hope he's healthy now.
Oh, brother, I guarantee you.
All, the Bible said, all things work together to good of them that love God.
Yes.
And them who are called according to his purpose.
Right.
He knew that Lazarus was going to die.
Yes, sir.
Mary was going out there. And listen, no doubt she'd been at that grave many times. But that day, she went to meet the Lord. I mean, she fell down and said, no, Lord, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus said, where have you laid him?
Where have you laid him? Right.
To come see.
Amen.
Amen. They took him over there. That wasn't no problem.
Right.
He, Isaiah done already said he never failed. He won't fail. He shall not fail. Mary and Martha and the relatives had failed. They couldn't resurrect him.
Right.
Jesus just got over there and he said, take the stone away.
Yes, sir.
When he did, he said, Lazarus, come forth.
Right.
No hard thing. Isaiah done said he won't fail. He didn't fail at the grave.
Hey.
God, he showed up. He said, I am the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I mean, thy word, death was at, resurrection showed up.
Hallelujah. Yep.
Boy, I wish I was younger. I'd preach a while tonight.
Go ahead, preacher.
Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost of God in my soul. Amen. Not failed. He didn't fail at the grave. Mm-mm. He didn't try to raise him. He just raised him.
Praise God.
A lot of times we kind of shortcut him if we ain't careful.
You're right.
Go ahead.
And I thought, boy, this is really buried hard on me the last few days. I thought 750 years before he ever come on the scene. And Isaiah had never seen him. But he talked about him as though he knew him personally. I believe he did.
Amen.
He had never shook hands with him. He had never hugged him. But yet, Holy Ghost of God said, Isaiah, won't you write this?
Amen.
He shall never fail. Neither be discouraged.
Why
should he get discouraged? Why, he said, I'm the resurrection. This mother said, Lord, said, I know you, brother. My brother will live again at the resurrection. See, she believed in resurrection.
Yeah, right.
I know he will on the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection.
That's right.
I mean, death and life cannot coexist.
Right. That's true. One's got to go.
Whatever that woman, with a lady there kneeling,
yep,
bringing her son out. She'd bring him out of the city. I like what old Brother Trey Pace said about
me
this.
Too.
And said death was coming out and life was going in.
Yeah.
Amen. They may have had a head-on collision.
That's right.
Jesus just stopped the funeral procession and said, get up.
Oh, brother.
Resurrection.
Right.
He shall not fail.
That's right.
Neither be discouraged.
Yep.
Well, I like that. Then there's another thing. Jesus said one time, now you may disagree with me on this, that's all right. But Jesus said one time, he said, I've got sheep of another fold you don't know about.
That's right. Yep.
Now when he sent the disciples out, he sent them out and told them, said, don't you go by the way of the Gentiles.
That's right.
And in the city of Samaria enter ye not.
Yep.
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah.
He sent them to the Jews.
Right.
He did. Yep. But my friend, there's some more folks around.
Yep.
I like this. He shall not fail. He shall not fail. I mean, there's more Gentiles he's going to bring in.
Oh, yes.
He didn't fail us, Gentiles.
He didn't fail the Gentiles.
No, sir, he didn't fail us. We were outcast and dogs.
Hey.
Wasn't nothing. One day he said, Peter, He said, I want you to go down to Cornelius' house.
Yes.
Let you go down there. Oh, Brother Cornelius was the first Gentile convert. Amen. Old Peter said, Lord, he's a Gentile. In other words, I'll put it in our language. He's a Gentile. God, we have no dealings with each other. He's unclean. And the Lord said, well, I've cleansed. Don't you call it unclean. Old Peter got that down there. Hallelujah, God. He went down there with a message. And old Cornelius got born again and saved by the grace of God. Gentiles have been getting in ever since then. Thank God. He shall not fail us, Gentiles.
Right. Yes.
Amen. He shall not fail. Neither be discouraged. I'm wore out, but there's one more thing. He shall not fail. This one is, he will not fail.
Right.
When he comes to get the church.
Amen.
Now, when he left something here.
Yeah, brother.
He left his church.
Amen.
He left his bride. He said, boys, he said, I'm going away. Now, he said, I'm not leaving you comfortless.
Thank God, preacher.
Oh, I can't, preacher. I mean, without that, we'd be helpless.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we couldn't do nothing without the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
He said, when I get back up there. Somebody said, how do you know that he got back? I got a witness on May the 28th, 1967. Thank God, I got a witness that he made it back home. Thank God, he saved me by his marvelous grace. And he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Thank God, I cried. Hallelujah. And some days to come and to get to church. He shall not fail. Neither. Be discouraged. You have the message. I don't know when I've enjoyed preaching like I have tonight. I know I ain't done a good job, but I'll tell you one thing, folks. I dread it. Oh, Paul said, seeing we're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. I look around and I see preachers. A lot better preachers than I am. I said, Lord, I'm just a little wore out fella. He ain't through with me yet, preacher.
Oh, I guarantee that's right.
He ain't through with me yet. I love you. You pray for us, would you?
Yeah, brother.
Lord's will, next week I'll be in a revival meeting down at West Fentress. And you pray for us during that meeting next week.
Amen.
And Lord, help us. Sunday, I'll be preaching at Bethlehem. You help pray for us there. I want to be a help for people.
Right,
it ain't going to be long, brother, till I close my eyes in death. My spirit will be ushered into the holy place where he said, I see, I judge.
Amen.
I want to leave. I will be like the Apostle Paul. I may not can say I fought a good fight, but I'll say I fought in one.
I've been in one, that's right.
I've been in a good one down through the years.
Brother.
It ain't, listen, folks, it ain't me a fighting other preachers.
Right.
Me a fighting other denomination.
Amen.
Well, they don't belong to me.
Amen. Yeah, preacher.
Church don't belong to man. It belongs to him. He just told Brother Kevin, you take care of Amazing Grace.
Feed them.
You feed them. And you shepherd them.
Yep.
Sometimes if we're going to need some shearing, he can do that too.
Sure. Right.
Now, I'm preaching right.
Right. Yep.
Don't get mad at the pastor.
Amen.
Get mad at yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Boy, I appreciate a man take care of me, don't you?
Oh, thank God.
Well, I've enjoyed it tonight, preacher. I sure have. Amen. You pray for us as we travel along. You know, my wife's not in good health. And we're going to stay on the battlefield. If I had the breath, I'd sing that song.
Amen.
I'm going to die on the battlefield.
Thank God.
I don't care anything about dying in the pulpit. Now, some preachers say they'd like to. That's them. I mean, I don't know how it goes. I know one thing. I'm going to die on the battlefield. Wow. Yeah. Hey. I'm too close home now, folks, to mess up and back up and give up.
Yes, sir.
I'm too close home.
Yep.
I mean, just any day you may hear where I've checked out. Amen.
You'll be checked
But I'll be checked in a better place.
My God.
Hey. I love you. My wife said the other night here, we love this church. We're part of it. We love you. We love you. I ain't got nothing against nobody here.
Right, preacher.
Or I ain't got nothing against no preacher. I ain't got nothing against nobody.
Right.
Yeah. I just wish him Godspeed. I think so many times what the Lord said, you know, we belong to him. We're his workmanship.
That's right, brother.
We belong to him.
Yep.
And folks don't work for me.
No, sir.
You don't pay folks that work for you.
No, sir.
Paymaster pays his people.
I guarantee he
does. Amen. Amen. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, brother.
Go ahead. Who's going to take charge?
Amen. Boy,